All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. Lord, I pray that you'll move in these classes today by your Spirit. Help us to do all that's in your heart and prepare us for the last stretch of time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
That's a new prayer I started praying. I asked the Lord to help me do all of his will in the last stretch, because this is it. I mean, I don't see him tarrying too much longer. And one thing I learned from the Lord, if you yield to him, he can do a lot with a little. And he can take a little bit and do so much with it. And he likes to do it that way. And sometimes he has to do it that way. But I learned to never underestimate what he can do in your life. Okay, last week we made it to chapter 19. We were in between 19 and 21. And I back up to 18. This is 1 John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hate you, ye know it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And that's the dogfight. And we're trying to, when I was asking the Lord to teach me how to love people, I learned some things that when people are contrary, that's when they need you the most. And when they talk about you, you know, when they're hard to get along with, that's when they need you the most to be the example of God to them. And I used to listen to Charles Capps, and I would confess that I love everybody. And then while I was doing that, the Lord taught me other things. He can teach you when you, Pastor Jim said one time, when they finish building a ship, once they get it moving, even if it's not going the direction they want it to go, they can steer it to where they want it to go till they get it in the water. And when you, in the life of God, it's an endeavoring life. He said, knock, seek, and ask. All three of those that will get you your answer is a verb. You have to do something. The effort you put forth to learn his word. Now, a lot of times people are, when the Lord says something hard, they don't want to do that. They got the brakes on. Mm-hmm. And when the brakes are on, you can't learn what you could if you were running with it. And I found God to be trustworthy. You can take him at all of his word, even the part that you would be reluctant over. But when you do, the door is open for you to learn things you couldn't learn in any other way. And he knows that you're trying to. Good morning, Ray. I'm glad to see Ray this morning. If you're endeavoring to do his will, you're in a state of faith and cooperation, and then trust will be formed because you're cooperating, and now he can relate to you what he's been wanting to say all along. And when people were contrary, he would show me what their needs and how I could be a blessing to them. And I used to wonder, well, what about me? Who gonna love me? What, you know? He said, you love them, and you know that I love you, and seek strength in his love. When I did it, it was like I'm giving a gift and I'm receiving a gift. And God never runs out. And I'm being built up as he's supplying me, I'm supplying them. I didn't know how to explain these kinds of things. I just knew it was happening, but I didn't know how to explain it. So all I used to do is say, man, if you love people, God will teach you. That's all I could do for them. But in that, the world is trying to, the enemy knows that some people will, he can tell if they have a kind heart. He tried to get them in trouble before they get to know God. And they may do something that may embarrass them so bad that they may not want to preach later, or they may go to jail and be out of the way. You know, that's how the enemy works. Even in my own life, there were things that could have taken me to another path, but my parents were praying for me, and I eventually got saved, and I thank God for all the times He ordered my steps, because every time, the times He ordered my steps, it could have went either way, but He ordered my steps, and I say thank you, Lord. I thank God for that. So other people in the same situation, it's just like Nebuchadnezzar. He was in the world. He was a worldly king. He did witchcraft, and, you know, he looked in the liver to see what he was going to do next. He did all. But he was also a person that God used to judge Baal worship and other false religions. He took five men and judged Baal worship. And the army was under them, and that was Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And when he lost his mind, when God gave him the heart of an animal, Daniel was in charge. So when you're working with people, God can do things we can't think of, and it goes beyond the thoughts of man, and it goes beyond the thoughts of Satan. He don't know how to deal with it. That's why when you follow Him, you're entering into a wisdom that Satan can't always comprehend. And you'll win anyway. You're literally outsmarted because God is with us. But the world is fighting back. The enemy try to get the people that you can help the most to be your enemy while they're off balance. And if he can get you off balance, then that's another delay for that person. But when we contend for the faith and contend to love people and follow Him, we win. Verse 20, he said, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." Now, sometimes people may, I have felt that nobody's going to listen to me. You know, when I grew up, my friends didn't listen to me, and now I got to preach and expect people to. But Jesus said, "If they will persecute you, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." And there is an audience that will hear you, and sometimes the people that didn't used to listen to you, because of the anointing and that God put in your life. It breaks yokes when people, they'll notice your life and they'll start trusting you. You know, you always do the right thing. Your love is consistent. And when they need you, they're going to come to you and ask you how to get out of this ditch. And the Lord's going to move in their life. Verse 21, "But all these things will they do for you, unto you, for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." Sometimes people act a certain way because of what they don't know. But consistency always has a gift inside. You know, it always, you're able to do things that, you'll find yourself doing things that work under God's order. God will tell you to do it, you'll do it, and it'll work. Verse 22, he said, "If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not sinned. But now they have no cloak for their sin. They hated Jesus without a cause, and they hate his followers without a cause." Now this is the wicked and the deceived. The wicked and the deceived act the same way until the word is planted. And when more light is given, the deceived, some of them will come forward. Some of them will harden and stay and go wicked. But there was a time we met a guy selling Amway, and I sold Amway for a season. And I did it until I realized this is not something I really want to do. But I used the business principles in life and in ministry. They said, "Tell everybody you know about Amway." He said, "Sometimes the direct distributors are the ones that nobody thought would ever be interested." And they said, "Everybody you know should either be a customer or they'll join and start selling with you. And you tell them about it. The products were better at that time, and they were really good products. They were more expensive on the front end, but they lasted so much longer. They were cheaper, and when people would see that, they'd buy it and they'd use it and save money. Well, that worked till some of the other products made their products in concentrated form. You know, you had to have the big old box of Tide, then you had a little bitty box of SA8 where they sell it, and you get 50 washes here and maybe 15 here. But it worked for people got rich doing that. But the principle, they said, tell everybody you know. So when it comes to the Word of God, tell everybody you know. Some of them may be a preacher. Some of them may be an apostle or a teacher, whatever. Some people will receive it. But they may not look like they'll receive it. And they might cuss you out at first. I've had that to happen. They get saved later. So it all works. But he's showing us how the world is. If they hated him, they're going to hate you. It's not going to. But the Word of God, the influence of God, is so much more powerful than the influence of Satan. Satan is based on lies and deceit. But when you turn the lights on, people can see things for what they are. Dave, how am I doing on time?
8:41.
Okay, 4 minutes. Verse 23, he said, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. So anyone, if this statement is true, anybody that hates Jesus, they hate God with him. Because he came to represent the Father. All the religious leaders, all the religions that hate Jesus, they hate the Father too. And when Israel had no love for the covenant, they had no love for God. And they start worshiping idol gods, Baal. And all the evil happened. They gave their children to Molech, and they turned their back on God. And that's the reason Isaiah blinded them. And now, according to Isaiah, 10% will be saved. And he said, because God said a tenth will return and be eaten or be received in that scripture. So 90% went the other way. And the Lord is, he tells you the truth of things, but you have to believe the negative or the unpleasant truth, just like you believe and stand on the living truth that you want, like things like life, health, strength, prosperity. You have to believe the things he warned you about the same way, because it's true. He said, if I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. So that hatred is still out there, but it's overcomable by your love. Because we preach a message that works. They can be saved. They can be healed. They can be set free. They can prosper in life. They can, the Lord can show them the talents he gave them that the enemy tried to hide from them. So that's why communion is so important. This is showing us the facts we'll need to know so that as we draw near to the Lord, we learn to trust him. Faith is first. We've been taught about faith, how to trust God in a situation. But trust comes, I asked the Lord about that because he said faith looks to God, pride looks within, and fear looks to man. And yesterday I said, Lord, what does trust look to? He said, trust sees God. And, if I'm looking to a person, I can see him, but I'm looking for him to solve this, I'm looking for God to keep his word in this situation. But when I read his word and get an understanding of what he said, I see him, and I to the point that I trust him with my life. And when you can trust him with your life, he'll take your life and do something with it. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I love the way the Lord is so organized, and he loves us so much. He take our lives and do something great with it. Okay. Verse 23, he said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." This is a memorial of victory. He said in verse 25, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." It's a blessing that we can, through his blood, we can go in his presence and commune with him and talk to him in our lives at any time. And I thank God for that. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing through all of us. Do mighty works in our lives. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Thurston.